Here we are. I'm Christy Allen with Joe Patterson.
Hello, Christy. How are you today?
I'm excellent. I'm very excited because today on our prayer podcast, we are going to talk about what we kind of jokingly refer to as prayerisms.
Prayerisms? What are prayerisms, Christy?
So prayerisms are these words that we sometimes throw in our prayers. We like sprinkle them in there in a way that we are hoping will legitimize our prayer, or they're just words we use in habit when we're praying. I think sometimes we sprinkle them in hoping that we'll hit the right combo. So that our prayers are good and solid.
How many times can we say Father God in a prayer? Like we go over 25, like our prayer might be more legitimate than if not. Is that possible?
Kind of like you're tapping God on the shoulder, like, hey, Father God.
Oh, yeah. Or Precious Lord.
Precious Lord. Yes, that's another good one. But I think what we're going to end up doing here in this conversation, or what we hope to do, is find ways to reclaim these words, because there's nothing wrong with the words in and of themselves, and they're very powerful. And of course, there's reasons that these things are used in prayer, because they are powerful words, and they do get at what we're asking. They get at what we're trying to say to God. But I think because we overuse them, or maybe we don't even understand them, we've heard them our whole prayer lives. Yes. I mean, starting off as children. And so we use them thinking, oh, these are the prayer words that we have to use. And again, not a bad thing, because we need words clearly to communicate. But what we're going to try to do is reclaim the power of those words and kind of reframe our thoughts about prayer and how it can help us to even be more mindful and aware of God's movement.
Yes.
Is where I think we're going today.
Well, those are so helpful. Those words there of your explanation are helpful in a sense, because, you know, we were just kind of talking and, you know, likely we may lose the power of those words that we say, but the thing I think we want to hold on to is the fact that God likely doesn't miss the meaning of anything we say.
Exactly.
You know, so it's probably about us.
Yes, definitely.
It's definitely about us. And God, there's no less of a lack of appreciation from God's perspective on the things that we say. So there's not a guilt thing here today.
No.
You know, there's no wrong thing about prayer. God appreciates it all.
That's right.
But we want to really encourage and inspire the deepening of our prayer life and the richness and the power of it. And so exploring these things today, we feel like will really equip us, you know, and inspire us to go new directions and deepening our understanding of what prayer can do within our family, within our community, within our world. And that's what we're kind of here to do today. And I know one of these prayerisms that we've been talking about a lot the last couple of weeks has been this term that I think you and I, we've talked about, that we've heard since we were kids.
Yes. It's been around a long time.
And you know, this idea of someone was going to pray a hedge of protection on something or somebody,
mm-hmm.
or some event or some occurrence, some circumstance. And I remember from when I was very, very young, wondering, I want to be protected.
Sure.
I mean, certainly it's about that, but what's a hedge? I mean, what does that entail? Where does that come from? And what's that all about?
Yeah. Yes, because it's one of those terms we say. And like you're saying, I think that the meaning and the reason people pray that over us is for protection, safety. Certainly those things come to mind. But I think it's way deeper than that. And I think when you get into what you found in looking into this phrase, I think we're all going to be a little more surprised that it's deeper than that.
Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog was like a game we played when we were younger, you know.
Right.
You know, so you
kind
know, there could be confusion about what, you know, what's this game have to do with it? When there's probably no connection at all.
No.
But upon investigation on this, I found some very interesting things that really give the depth and the awareness of really what those words mean. Mm-hmm. And so historically, this term, this phrase, hedge protection, it's connected to the story of Job in the Bible, the Old Testament story of Job. And if we look at chapter 1, early in chapter 1, God and Satan are having a conversation in this narrative, in this story. And God is holding up Job as a blameless, faithful, wise follower that lives his life for him, who's in relationship with him,
mm-hmm.
in covenant, following the covenant relationship that God has given his people. And he's holding him up in a very, very positive way. And Satan responds to that in this conversation saying, well, haven't you placed a hedge around him? Everything he has and everything that he owns. And that gives a perspective of, well, there is a hedge,
yeah,
you know, in Scripture that we probably need to follow. We need to understand there is a protective thing that's happening there, mm-hmm. but there's also the hedge thing. So let's connect
reference.
The dots.
Yeah, what is this hedge about?
What's the hedge about? And when you look at the atmosphere and the climate of the culture during biblical times, ancient biblical times, you know, you look at the kind of weather and the mm-hmm. type of land and the atmosphere of that time. You know, this is the Middle East. It's very dry. It's very rural.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, there's, you know, people lived amongst animals of prey.
Right.
You
we're
know?
Not talking suburban Bowling Green.
No.
Here. We're talking out in the middle of nowhere, basically.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, and if you investigate that a little bit, you know, you talked a little bit about how compounds and families
yes.
that were, you know, it was a big deal to have a air quote compound for your mm-hmm. family of safety, and those that had great resources, they would surround those compounds with stone, you know,
right.
and you know, of course we understand that not everybody had a ton of resources,
mm-hmm.
and so if you look at the common person living back in those days, it was typical of the family compound to be surrounded by hedges of thorny bushes.
Wow. See?
Is this incredible or what?
I mean, that just, when you picture that in your mind and think of that, the thorny bushes surrounding the compound, because like we were talking about how the whole family would live, so you would have several families of that one extended family, each with their own little dwelling within the compound, and now surrounded by this literal hedge,
yes,
to keep out the animals and what to protect the family home, the family compound. It's we're starting to get the picture now.
Yes,
you know, we're starting to kind of visualize what once was just this phrase we were saying, but now we can get a visual on that.
It, you know, and also I think we were talking earlier. We find that, you know, we think of hedge of protection, it's a very physical protection thing.
Right.
But what we're finding is, if you really dig into this story here mm-hmm. of Job and the conversation going on between God and Satan, the question is, could this be a little bit bigger than just physical safety, you know, physical protection? And if you look at what God has said about Job,
mm-hmm.
and the direct reference that Satan is making, this is a spiritual protection thing.
Yes. And kind of more about who Job is, his character.
Yes.
And all that he's about and how he lives his life. comes into play there. So it's not, like you said, it's not just a physical protection like we see in the cultural stuff that we just talked about, that that's what that means. This very much references, like you said, a spiritual protection, a protection of who he is as a person, all of the ways that he makes decisions,
yes.
the way that he lives his life,
yes.
the way that he pursues God and his relationship with God.
Yes.
All of that, it sounds like all of that is protected,
yes.
in a way, that this air quotes again, hedge, protects Job in all of those ways too, which then, yes, opens your mind to, wow, okay. When I pray for a hedge of protection or someone prays it for me, how powerful that can be.
Yes. I mean, my head just popped off my neck, you
right?
know?
It made me excited to want to go pray a hedge of protection for someone,
yes.
or have someone pray it over me, because now it means something so much more than that.
Yes.
You know, and you look at Job, when you then read the rest of the story and get into more of it, even when all those things are happening to him, that relationship with God, his faithfulness, carries him through to where he can still have that hard conversation with God,
yes.
which is what we keep saying prayer is. It's relationship. It's us inviting God into our lives and asking God to be part of our life, our everyday, like we were saying on the original podcast about whether it's in really, really great times
yes.
or things are really, really terrible and
yes.
we're crying out.
It's all of it.
All of it. And
it's
then, of course, the everydayness of it, because
yes.
everyday life, when you get into those just everyday rhythms of life, and I think this is, again, where sometimes the prayerisms trip us up a bit, because we're so busy, we want to have some stock things to say, which again, are not bad. And sometimes we need that, because we cannot find the words to say or even express ourselves very well. This is powerful stuff now, because
yes.
now whenever I hear that term, it brings to mind this deeper level that you've just explained to us. It brings it to a whole nother place, to where when I hear it, it doesn't sound so cliche
yes.
anymore. It's powerful.
Well, just think how of the deepening of our dependence upon God, if we can pray that with authority.
Yes.
And with confidence.
Yes.
That there is a God that hears these words
mm-hmm.
and really, really will blanket our spirit
yes.
and give us perspective and protection that we can make wise choices
mm-hmm.
and we can not insulate us in any sense.
But
in a sense, help us to be able to know right and wrong. you know, and sometimes that's not really black and white. A lot of times, sometimes that's a very challenging ordeal for a lot of us. And for him, for us to be able to, with power and with authority, pray his hedge of protection upon us and our family and
mm-hmm.
our kids
mm.
and our neighbors and our leaders.
Yes,
you know,
our leaders. Goodness,
I mean,
yes.
that gives an incredible amount of power back to those words.
Yes. And when you think about guarding our hearts and our minds, I just was getting an image in my head when you were talking about that, about all the things that come across our social media feeds.
Yes.
We are flooded with negative images. We are flooded with ideas and ideals that we cannot live up to, whether it's looks or possessions or whatever it is. We see all these activities. We see all these things on our social media feed, and sometimes it can make us feel really down on ourselves,
yes.
like we're not.
We don't measure up.
We don't measure up.
We don't measure up.
And when we now kind of taking that thought to another place, this hedge of protection to guard my mind and guard my heart from not getting hurt by some of the things
oh, yeah.
I see.
Oh yeah.
Guard my mind from not taking in the negativity and framing my day with that,
yes.
and instead framing it with God's faithfulness to me.
Yes.
Can just change everything.
Yeah.
You know, and in praying that prayer or for your children, like you said, how can we pray that over them in hopes that same thing will happen for them, that their minds and hearts could be guarded and raise that level of awareness. That was the other thing we were kind of talking about was, as you're praying that prayer, now that's in my mind, as I'm voicing that and giving authority to that prayer and saying, this is what I'm asking God, and this is what I'm claiming I know He will do for me. Well, now I'm aware when those things pop up in my day that maybe I needed some spiritual protection from. I can recognize it maybe and now know, make a choice and know what to do with that, whether it's brush it off and not think about it, or whether it's go a different way, or, you know, whatever that looks like in that instance, in that circumstance. But I think praying that and having that kind of wrapped around your mind all day kind of helps you.
Absolutely.
You know,
talk about fuel, you know, talk about, you know, Holy Spirit energy, you know, for your day. And today our conversation about prayerisms was so rich and inspiring that we felt that we had to create two parts to this discussion. Please join us next week for part two as Pastor Christy and I further explore reclaiming the power of words in our prayer life. See you then.